This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Illinois Republican Congressman John Shimkus, represents the land of Lincoln's 19th congressional district, and he's also a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. In that role a week ago, he had a confrontation of sorts with Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius. As the House and Senate, of course, try to find ways to cut spending, Congressman Shimkus asked Secretary Sebelius about what's been called a double counting by Medicare's own actuary, $500 billion, in fact, which the administration says does not defund Medicare at all, but also goes towards funding the health care reform bill. So the congressman asked the secretary to clarify which it was, and here's how that played out.
So is it Medicare? Is it using it to save Medicare, or are you using it to fund health care reform? Which one?
Both.
So you're double counting. I yield back my time.
So obviously not either. She says it's both. Take our listeners back a little bit here, Congressman. Why is the administration in this pickle of trying to defend $500 billion going in two different directions?
Because they lied. I mean, they and we've known this for a long time. I think the only surprising thing is that we finally got an admission by the administration that they're double counting $500 billion.
And in terms of their defense of it now, why do you think, as you pointed out in that hearing, she said about a year ago that that's exactly what's happening, that was going towards the health care bill, is being taken out of Medicare. Now they're trying to say it's both. Why do you think they're changing their story to a less believable one?
Well, I mean, the last time we got to interview and talk to the secretary was before the passage of the law. And she had not come back to the committee since the law has been passed. This is the first time, almost a whole year ago. And in that first testimony that I got on record saying $500 billion in cuts were planned to save Medicare. Since that time we passed the law, they claimed that the $500 billion in cuts to Medicare was to go to pay for the health care law, which is a $1.3 trillion bill. There's $500 billion in tax increases. There's $500 billion in Medicare. There you get to a trillion right there. Our argument has always been you're double counting. You can't count that $500 billion to protect and plan for the solvency of Medicare and also use the same $500 billion to pay for the health care law. And we've known it. Again, we're just surprised that they finally admitted it.
In terms of the budget context, obviously your party and the Democrats are slugging it out right now for the right way to go here. How does this $500 billion factor into where we currently stand and what we need to do about it?
Medicare is an entitlement. Medicaid is an entitlement. Social Security is an entitlement. People are right that if we don't get in control of our entitlement programs, we're never going to balance our budget. The fight we're having now is on the discretionary, which is only one-fifth of the budget. So by passing this health care law, they're passing, in essence, a new entitlement, which, if it's like any of the old entitlement programs, we're going to find out that we can't pay for it.
What have you heard from seniors in your district, Congressman? What we saw last year in the midterm elections, especially in some of those competitive Florida races, was that older Americans weren't real happy with this legislation that passed nearly a year ago, as you mentioned. What are you hearing personally?
I'm from Southern Illinois, and it's a very conservative area where they do receive some of the social safety net provisions. They also are very skeptical that the national government should have more control and say in their lives, and they are adamantly opposed to the health care law because at least they understand that as we provide a new entitlement and a centralized control health care delivery system, it's only going to rob Peter to pay Paul, and that robbing, in this case $500 billion, comes out of Medicare.
We're talking with Illinois Congressman John Shimkus. And Congressman, we've seen so far a number of different efforts from House Republicans to deal with the bill that passed last year. There was the effort to repeal, which obviously didn't work in the Senate. And now in your continuing resolution for the fiscal year, there was defunding of the president's health care plan. That didn't survive the Senate. What comes next?
These skirmishes are on the discretionary part of the budget. So what we're trying to do is attach provisions that would not allow Health and Human Services to use taxpayers' funds to move this forward. I'm not sure what the end game is. The last agreement was a two-week continuing resolution that would cut $4 billion. My guess is that we're going to do short-term CRs through the end of the year while we're working on our budget, which should be offered in a month. And the budget will be for next year's spending. We're in this mess because Democrats, when they had the House and the Senate and the presidency last year, did not pass a budget. They can cry all they want, but we wouldn't be in this position had they done their job, and now we have to do their job for them.
How far along? We know 2014 is really the big year for implementing a lot of what's in the health care plan, but if the votes aren't there to repeal in both chambers and the effort to defund it gets blocked because of control of one chamber, not to mention the president's potential veto, down the line, what are the options of dealing with this? In other words, are we just getting closer and closer to seeing this being realized?
2012 is the year that people have another chance to cast votes on individuals who either support a national government takeover and control of healthcare delivery system in this country, or they'll have a chance to go to the polls and elect people who do not. Things on the Senate side are becoming very interesting with retirement. I think there's going to be a pickup on the Senate side, and if we win the White House, then we will then move to ensuring people have private health insurance delivered by the private market.
And Congressman, before we let you go, in the continuing resolution from a couple of weeks ago, there was a handful of Republicans that voted against it, one of which told me it's because there was at least partial funding of the president's health care plan in there. What can you tell us about that?
This is a continuing resolution on the discretionary part of the budget. The health care law passed is, in essence, creates a new entitlement program. And we could not address entitlements in this continuing resolution on discretionary. We couldn't talk about Social Security. We couldn't talk about Medicare. We couldn't talk about Medicaid. And we couldn't talk about some of the provisions of the health care law because of it. If I can take one moment and just highlight something, the Democrats always say that the health care law saves us money and pays down the debt. The only reason they can make that claim is if they're not double counting the $500 billion. And that's going... circling back to your first question,
sure.
But I wanted to close that loop.
The fact that you got the secretary on record not once but twice on this is significant as this debate goes forward. Congressman, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Illinois Republican Congressman John Shimkus represents his state's 19th Congressional District, member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.